have a scratch. Little Miss Lovely contest. First prize for the baby girl, a boatload of toys. And for the proud father, the Kingfisher 9000. Now that's a fishing boat. Too bad Tommy's not a girl. Hello, Tommy. Hello, Stu.
Hello, Pop.
Stu, you ever wish Tommy was a girl?
Come again.
I was just wondering what Tommy'd look like in a dress.
Pop, what are you talking about?
Well, I was reading the paper, and I came across this Little Miss Lovely contest. You know, for baby girls.
And
I was thinking maybe we could dress Tommy up like a girl and enter him in the Little Miss Lovely contest this weekend. What do you say?
Are you off your nut? No one's gonna cross-dress my boy and stick him in some beauty contest.
First prize.
Huh?
Uh-huh. One.
Yeah, and check out this party dress. Goes great with the blonde wig, huh, Pop?
Nope, too gaudy. If you ask me, the pantsuit has more of that feminine edge.
Maybe we should take another look at that retro 60s flip wig.
Say, how about a yellow wigwag with a spoon?
Huh?
A yellow wigwag with a spoon. Trout Fishing in America Weekly says it's the best lure for bug-eyed carp.
Bug-eyed carp.
Right out there in the middle of Lake Wicky-Wacky.
In our Kingfisher 9000.
Doorbell! 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 Doorbell!
Oh, hi, Betty.
Hi, Adeed. Mega long day. Hey, let's pen these pups and Bruce and Java, huh? Howdy, boys.
Hi, Betty. We're just off to,
rotate the tires.
Yeah.
We'll be back in an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, you've just got to try my new Viennese roast, Betty.
That the stuff that comes in those little cans?
No, it comes in little pre-measured packets. They dissolve after a minute or so.
What'll they think of next?
Something's going on in here. Dad and Grandpa are acting pretty weird.
What do you mean?
Well, they keep talking about fishing, which has something to do with me wearing a wig and dressing up like a girl.
What's a wig?
I think it's this little furry animal that sleeps on your head.
How come you gotta dress up like a girl to go fishing?
I don't know. I wish I didn't have to. I don't think I look so good as a girl.
It's no big deal, Tommy.
Yeah, Phil and me trade places all the time.
And nobody ever notices.
Okay, now watch.
Oh, what's the matter with my beautiful baby girl?
The girls seem to cry more than the boys at this age.
Oh, my big, brave baby man.
Guess they're okay, Deed. Where were we?
Well, we were talking about the difference between men and women.
See?
Quiet, Pop. Don't slam the door. I told you not to slam the door.
Well, dadnabbit, you made me nervous.
Okay. I just don't want Dee Dee to find out about the contest.
Where are you guys going?
We're just heading off.
To do things.
Oh.
You know, manly things.
But what about Tommy? Did you bring enough diapers and a bottle and baby wipes and something to play with?
Yeah, it's all here.
Oh. Well, okay. I wonder if they remembered his rice crackers. Okay, you'll be the first to go on now, Cindy Lou. Stand right here.
My country, tears of thee.
That's Tis of Thee, Pumpkin.
Angelica!
Now keep going, Muffin, but a little sweeter.
Sweetland of Lizardy.
I'm afraid you'll have to take your seat now, sir. We're about to begin.
Oh, sorry. Now remember, smile and move, honey. Smile and move.
Okay, Daddy.
Right.
Don't I know you?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I know this, Goldilocks. Next to me, you're the cutest little girl in this show.
You really think so?
Pretty funny, kid. But just remember this. If you win, you're gonna regret it.
That was Little Miss Cindy Lou. Our next contestant is Little Miss Ashley.
I can taste those bug-eyed carp now.
We'll tell Dee Dee we won the boat in a crossword puzzle contest.
Yeah.
Having fun, Goldilocks? Just remember what I told you.
Angelica, you can talk to your little friend after the contest. It's your turn to go on.
Oh, goody. I can hardly wait.
Thanks a lot for coming on such short notice, Dee Dee.
Well, since Grandpa and Stu took Tommy for the day, I had a little extra time on my hands.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, our next contestant, Little Miss Angelica.
Angelica? That means Drew is here.
And smile and move. And smile and move. And smile and move. Do the song. Do the song.
And now for our final contestant.
Wait a minute! I've still got to do my song. My country, tears of thee, sweet land of Lizardy, a bee I seen. Land that my father buys, land of my chillin' pies, rum and...
We gotta find Tommy and get out of here, Pop. Huh? What about my boat?
It's your turn, sweetheart.
Come on, Pop! No! I want that boat!
Can I help you, gentlemen?
We need to take little Tom, Tanya, home right away.
And now, our final contestant, Little Miss Tanya!
Oh, no! We're too late!
Is the sweetest little girl I've ever seen.
You know, Drew, that child looks so familiar.
That's my girl! Boy.
This can't be happening.
Ladies and gentlemen, the judges have made their decision. And now, our next Little Miss Lovely...
Come on, Angelica! Kingfisher, 9,000! Kingfisher, 9,000! Kingfisher, 9,000!
Tanya Pickles!
Tanya Pickles?
Little Tanya was entered in our contest by her father and grandfather. Step forward to claim your prize.
Why, of all the nerve!
What a nice surprise.
What's this about, ma'am?
I'll show you what this is about. Does this look like a Tanya to you?
Angelica is my granddaughter after all.
I still don't know why we couldn't have waited for Grandpa.
Grandpa can just have a nice walk home. He needs to do a little thinking anyway.
For you sports fans out there, it's time for trivia with our special guest, baseball legend, Bucky Majors.
Say now, Bucky Majors.
It's a pleasure to be with you guys today.
I want to remind our listeners that the 13th caller with the correct answer to Bucky's question will win 3 tickets to this afternoon's game against Boston. That number again is 555-KOLD.
Okay, here's the question. What player in the history of baseball hit the most homers on the second Tuesday in every month of April for all time and eternity?
Second Tuesday in April. I know that one. Come on, Scout. Most homers on the second Tuesday, April.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Is it Bucky Majors? Yippee! We won, Tommy. We won.
What's all the commotion about, Pop?
Grab your gloves, boys. The Pickles are going to the ball game.
Two out. The bases are empty, and there's no score here in the bottom of the first inning. Husky winds up, and the pitch. Strike two!
Those Boston boomers couldn't bat their way out of a wet paper bag.
Great seats, Pop. What a view.
Mm-hmm. Haskell shakes off his signal. Here's the windup. And the pitch. Oh, knuckleball, strike three, and the boomers go down 1-2-3 in the top half of the inning. Leading off the Grizzlies will be old number 6, Bucky Majors.
Bucky's a guy who needs no introduction, Chuck. As a 3-time Hall of Famer and the cornerstone of this Grizzly ball club.
He's having a great season.
Come on up here, Scout, and have a look at greatness.
I might add that he leads the league in RBIs.
Someday, we'll be watching you down there, Tommy.
What do you think?
He likes to pitch him low and outside, Mr. Majors.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. If you wait for an inside curve, you hit it right out of the park.
Inside curve, huh? Okay.
Mr. Majors?
Yeah?
You're my hero.
Thanks, kid.
Lucky number 3, Mr. Majors?
Majors steps into the batter's box. Here's the windup and the pitch. Low and outside, ball one.
Majors is in no hurry. Seems to be waiting for the right one.
Here's the windup. And the pitch.
Oh, mama.
It's a high fly ball.
Yes, Screwy. See you in St. Louis.
It's going. Going. Making the score 1-0 Grizzlies. And the home crowd is on their feet.
Boomers, boomers, take a hack. You're the team that we don't like.
Great game, huh, Tommy? Hi,
It's like an oven in this suit. Yep, back to the grand.
Thanks for stopping by, Dominic.
That's no problem.
You know, Chuck, that reminds me of the time I pitched against that guy. What's his name? You remember him.
I think so, yes.
Anyway, the bases were loaded. It was a full count. And suddenly my back went out.
Oh, yeah, I remember that story. And we've got a pitcher's duel on our hands. Not much action here. Headed into the top half of the ninth. And Bucky Major's home run remains the difference in our score. We'll be back with a ninth inning after this word from our sponsors. So, Dominic, what have you got for me today?
What are you giving me for 2 Darla's strawberries and a wine of Vita Blue?
Well, I still got the Willie Mays in perfect condition.
Well, maybe 4 to 1 Vita Blue.
Look, I go back on the air in 25 seconds.
Okay. 1 strawberry and a wine of Vita Blue.
And the Boomers have loaded the bases. It doesn't look good for Bucky Majors and the Grizzlies.
Looks like he lost some weight too, Chuck.
Well, you know, he's been able to make the weight loss milkshake.
Great game, huh, Pop?
Huh? Oh, sure, great.
What inning is it?
Got me.
Who's winning?
What do I look like? A scoreboard?
Stu! Grandpa! Where is everyone? Oh. Went to the baseball game, home for dinner. Love Stu, Tommy, and Grandpa. P.S. The game's on Channel 2. Look for us.
And that's it for Haskell. They're going to bring in the left-hander, McGill.
Now, McGill, he's had a weird season so far, Chuck. He's either pitched no hitters or he's walked them all. You never can tell what kind of day he's going to have.
I guess that's why they call him Crazy Arms McGill.
I thought it was Crazy Legs.
Well, I guess you're right, Hank. He does sort of have crazy legs. Although the visiting Boomers have the bases loaded, the Grizzlies need only one more out to win this ballgame.
Tommy. Jehoshaphat, that is Tommy.
What?
I don't know, Chuck. The kid just kind of fell into my glove.
You know, I played a little ball myself in my day.
Well, you did, huh?
Oh, you bet. Minor leagues, of course. I had a shot at the majors back in 1942, but what with the war and all, well, you know how it is.
Uh-huh.
In my day, we played...